This is Kent Lundquist, and we're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. Hope you make a habit of joining us. We're going to continue our salute to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, a pianist, George Wallington, who led up several fine quintets. And this particular track will be from his prestige album, Live at Cafe Bohemia. And he's got Donald Byrd on trumpet. Jackie McLean is here on alto sax instead of Phil Woods. Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums. This is a Jackie McLean composition called Minor March. hear, that was George Wellington, this little quintet, live at the Cafe Bohemia in New York City, September 9th of 1955. A really talented hard bop group that included, of course, George on piano, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Jackie McLean on alto sax, Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums. Well, we're going to move from the hard bop of the East Coast to the lighter sounds of the West Coast. Although this is the West Coast sound that was played in New York City. If I hope I didn't confuse you on the geography on that particular track. But this is Jimmy Giuffre, who plays tenor sax, baritone sax, and clarinet. I'm not sure exactly what reed instrument he plays on this particular track. It was just a little trio. Pianoless, no drums. Ralph Pina on bass, Jim Hall on guitar, one of my favorite guitar players. This is an old standard, Crazy She Calls Me. Thank you. Beautiful rendition of that great old ballad, Crazy She Calls Me. Beautiful guitar solo there by Jimmy Hall. Ralph Payne on bass. There was no piano or drums on that particular track. Jimmy Giuffre was on clarinet. That was from an album called Jimmy Giuffre 3. Okay, now we're going to go back to our artist of the week, George Wellington, fine bop pianist. And this is from his prestige album, Jazz for the Carriage Trade, with Phil Woods on alto sax, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Teddy Kotick on bass, Art Taylor on drums. This is George Gershwin's classic standard, Our Love Is Here to Stay. Thank you. the delightful bop version of George and Ira Gershwin's composition, Our Love Is Here to Stay, done by the George Wallington Quintet, featuring Phil Woods on alto sax and Donald Byrd on trumpet, along with, of course, the leader, George Wallington, on piano. I'm going to do something by the Hawk. That's Coleman Hawkins, the father of modern jazz, tenor sax. Coleman goes clear back to the 20s, and he was still playing well into the late 60s. This is a Riverside album that he cut in 1957 called The Hawk Flies High. And what a group. Besides Idris Solomon on trumpet, there's J.J. Johnson on trombone, Hank Jones on piano, Oscar Pettiford on bass, Joe Jones on drums. And this is a neat little thing written by Hank Jones called Chant. Thank you. Riverside album, The Hawk Flies High. Of course, the hawk they're referring to is Coleman Hawkins, who is the father of modern tenor sax. And you heard of Coleman there and on a Hank Jones composition called The Chant. Also in that front line doing solo work was Idris Silliman on trumpet, J.J. Johnson on trombone, along with the composer of Chant, Hank Jones, on piano. Now we're going to do something by our Spotlight Artist of the Week, and that is George Wallington. And on this particular track, we're going to hear George with just the rhythm section of bass and drums. And that is a little thing called Graduation Day, backed up by Teddy Kotick on bass, Nick Stabilis on drums. This is a piano trio track, Graduation Day. Thank you. a beautiful ballad rendition of Graduation Day by George Wallington on piano, backed up by Teddy Kotick on bass and Nick Stavulis on drums from George Wallington's album, The New York Scene, cut on the Prestige label. We could turn now to baritone man Jerry Mulligan and alto man Paul Desmond doing a Jerry Mulligan composition from an album they cut together called, appropriately enough, on a Verve label, the Jerry Mulligan Paul Desmond Quartet. And this is something that was written by Jerry Mulligan called Line for Lines. And it's a takeoff on, it's a homophone, really, I guess. They sound the same, it's spelled differently. Line for Lions, L-Y-O-N-S. He was a DJ out on the West Coast. And the line, of course, is L-I-N-E, which is the musical line. And that's a good way to get your music cut on the Lions Jazz Show, is write something dedicated to him. Anyway, it's a neat little swinger, backed up by, let's see who we got here on. We got Joe Benjamin on bass, David Bailey on drums. No piano here. Let's do Line for Lions. John Mulligan on baritone sax, Paul Desmond on alto sax, and that was a Jerry Mulligan composition called Line for Lions. Okay, now we're going to turn to the George Wallington album, The Prestidigitator. And this is the album that has George on piano, J.R. Montrose on tenor sax, Teddy Kotick on bass, next to Lewis on drums. And on this particular track, he had the trumpet sounds of Jerry Lloyd, kind of an underrated, overlooked guy that was on the East Coast a lot in the 50s and 60s, really plays fine trumpet. And this is another Mose Allison composition that was George Wallington was attracted to, called Promised Land.
Thank you.
Right, a board fade on that particular track. That wasn't done by us. It was done by us. It was by the engineer in the studio. That was a Mose Allison composition, Promised Land, done by the George Wallington group. Included J.R. Montrose on tenor sax, and the trumpet there was by Jerry Lloyd, but that was a little bit different sounding trumpet. You'll notice it was a bass trumpet. Okay, we're going to now turn to one of the disciples of Charlie Parker, the great alto sax man, Frank Morgan, and this is from his album Easy Living on the Contemporary label. He does a Charlie Parker composition, Now's the Time, backed up by Cedar Walton on piano, Tony Dumas on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums.
Thank you.
Frank Morgan on alto sax doing Charlie Parker's great bop composition, Now's the Time. Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz for about 2 hours here on Sunday night. We hope you like what you hear here. And we're here from 8 to 10. I hope you'll return and get together with us again in the future. We look forward to bringing you some fine modern mainstream sounds. So we're going to close out the show with a little thing by tenor sax man Ike Quebec called Buzzard Lope.